Hello.
Hello, Catherine. It's Josh here.
Oh, hi, Josh. I was able to turn
off. Sorry, it took a bit longer.
Oh, okay. It's okay. It's okay. I did print off the form, and I can sign it and get it to you, if that's easier, or can I e-sign it?
Oh, I would need a signed form because Barnes & Noble figures out all these things, and in case there's any issue, that might prolong the process. So I was having the same word with my publisher, and he suggested to have it signed and then shared it with us. So you can just have it signed from your end and can share the picture or whichever way is easy for you on my email, and
okay.
We're going to proceed forward from there.
Okay, hold on. That's fine. And did you find out? I think I do sign individual sole proprietor or single member LLC. Is that the correct thing for me to sign?
Yep, sole proprietor. Just give me one quick second. Let me open up that form as well. Yep, individual or sole proprietor would be fine.
Okay. I will sign this, take a picture of it, and get it back to you.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Now, the edits in the book, she did not send me the cover. And, again, I don't understand why there wasn't anything printed on the spine, because everything you've sent me has always had the book title on the spine.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. That could be a printing glitch. However, I am having the revised cover shared with you before day end today. So I'm just going to have the word with my publishing team as well to have a cover finalized where we won't have any printing issues as well. And within an hour or before the day end today, you're going to see your cover as well.
Okay. Now, I went through, there's no ISBN or Library of Congress number. You are aware of that, correct?
Yep, absolutely. That is something that we're going to cater from our end. Once the book is completely formatted, we will submit that book to acquire the LCCN number and also the ISBN number. ISBN number, we'll get it within 2 to 3 business days once we have the book formatted. And the LCCN number is going to take like 10 to 12 business days once the book is formatted. So once we have all these details, I'm going to share the ISBN number first with you, and then as soon as we get the LCCN number as well, I will have that shared with you as well.
Okay. There was just one thing. I went back through my notes, and there was just one thing that didn't get corrected in that's still the way that it was left. And I was wondering if you could go into my file.
Sure. Give me a quick second. And Catherine, how are you feeling right now? How's the whole recovery period after COVID and everything?
Oh, it's good, thank you. Yeah, I just, unfortunately, a friend of mine just passed, and I'm officiating her ceremony tomorrow. So I've got a lot on my plate right now. Yeah, I'm going to be the minister at the service.
Oh. I'm just opening up the laws file. Just need a minute more.
Okay. And this is the document one, right? Because the two files she sent me, one didn't have any of the corrections on it, and the other one did.
Yep, just checking on it. Need a quick second.
The reason I brought up the
Yep, I have the last file open in front of me.
Okay, it's a PDF, I believe.
I have the Word document so that I can make the changes right away.
Okay. Let me make sure I've got the right one. It's the one that it's the one. There are two final edits that she sent me. One has 892 kilobytes. That's the one.
Second.
Oh, that's a PDF, I guess. Because the
yep,
one
that
I'm looking at has, the one that I'm looking at is the 231 kilobytes, and none of the changes were made on that.
That's the final file, which is why the track changes option was off. So that is one of the reasons why the changes would not reflect on that particular file. But if there's anything which you would want to have revised, I will perfectly take care of that.
Okay. In the so they are in the PDF file changed. They're not in the Word document file, though.
Yep, just give me a minute. Let me open up the PDF file as well so that we can work on these minor confusions as well. Okay, perfect. I'm on the PDF version as well. You can let me know on what particular page you would like to have the changes made, and I'll take care of that.
Okay, the introduction page, which is page number
mm-hmm.
2.
Mm-hmm.
Over in the second paragraph, it says, over the course of 4 years, that should not be hyphenated.
Okay. Okay, over the course of 4 years, so you don't want that hyphen next to 4 years, right?
No.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
Incorrect.
Perfect.
And that was the only thing. That was the only thing that I found on the PDF. But you know, I'm looking at this now, and Journeys is misspelled on the Word document, but not the PDF file.
Okay, I am. What I'm going to do is I will also instruct my team. Meanwhile, we're working on having the ISBN and LCCN taken care of. I'll have my team go through the book once. They're going to proofread the file as well. So I am going to have them proofread the file once. You don't have to worry about anything from your end. You can just check on the content part. So if there's any minor grammatical mistake, I'll have my team go through the whole book, proofread the whole file. And if there are any changes, I'll have them proofread that once, and I'll share a revised file with you. So that
okay.
is completely proofread without any errors. And if in case there's anything else that you would like to add, you can always let us know, and I'll personally take care of that.
Okay. Now, do I get a PDF file? Because if I want to print this as a book, will I have a PDF file of this? Is that what goes to the printer?
Absolutely. I'm going
to
give you... Yep, shared the PDF file with you as well, and also I'll share a print version file with you as well, so that whenever you print as well, you don't face any issues. So I'm going to share the three files with you. One would be the PDF version, the other would be the print version, and the next would be the Word version.
Okay, good. So I will have all three. That's great. Okay.
Perfect.
Josh,
you're going to take care of
that. I appreciate
that. And last thing. You're most welcome, and you don't need to worry about Rachel at all. She's the best that we have, and I personally am working with her. So you don't have to worry that Josh is no longer with the project. Josh is still there with the project, and till the end, I'm still going to be there with you. So you don't have to worry about it.
Awesome, and I will sign my document right now, take a picture of it, and send it to you. And today's date is the 10th, right?
Yep, today's the 10th, yep.
Okay, I've taken a picture of it, and I will send it to you momentarily.
Perfect, sounds great. Thank you so very much of your time. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
And have a great day.
Okay, you too. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.